Nose to Dose on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. Hey, everybody, I'm Norm Borg. Scotty Zeron has been a leading driver the past three seasons, a finalist for Canada's Driver of the Year in the past 3 years, and one of the all-round good guys in harness racing. Wouldn't you know it, he's leaving town, leaving the country, actually. Thank you, Mr. McGinty. Scott's heading down to the Big M. It's a dream come true for this fine young man, and he joins me on the other end of my line. Scotty, welcome.
How you doing, Norm?
Well, happy for you, but unhappy that you're leaving Canada. I know that this has been in the works for some time. I talked to your dad back at the O'Briens, and back then it was off the record when he told me that, you know, you're heading down to the Meadowlands, just a matter of time. What made the timing right now for you?
You know, it was a bunch of things that came all together. I told myself the year prior that, you know, we were undecided around March, after March, if we were even going to be racing in Canada. But I just felt like I wanted to take that chance, and I'm happy I did. I had a great year. But then I headed down to Lexington this year, and I stayed there for the full 2 weeks. And I was just kind of feeling around, seeing how people would respond, and trainers and owners, to see if I could get some support in the move down. And, a lot of people have said a lot of great things, and I've had a lot of support towards it. So it just helped me make that decision to finally do it. It's something I've always wanted to do my whole life. I didn't think it'd be this early in my career, but I just hope it's the right move.
Well, you certainly have some resume to take with you. I mean, winning a little brown jug at your age certainly didn't hurt your cause.
No, exactly. I mean, winning races in the States definitely helps for people to know that I could drive against even those guys and those trainers. And yeah, that's big on the career.
Now, apart from this being something you've always dreamt of doing, how much of your decision was affected by the uncertainty of racing in Ontario and the reduced dates and things like that?
It was big. I mean, I felt like myself, like I had a great year this year so far. I've been leading driver at WEG for three quarters of the year, so I just felt like things were good. But I look at my earnings at the end of the year, and they've dropped significantly. And, I mean, it's been the same for every single other person. Yeah. And I just feel like we have a ceiling here where you could only make a certain amount. And I mean, the top guys, we could make still great money, but I just don't like having that ceiling and not being able to have the opportunity that I want to have. And I feel like in the States, it's endless opportunity.
You're absolutely right there. You're from a close-knit family. How are they adjusting to this?
Not well, because not many people know, but some do, that I still live at home. And
nothing wrong with that.
That's amazing. I mean, I've been blessed that I have a really loving family, so I've been able to stay at home this whole time and drive to the races with my dad at night still. And
sweet.
Yeah, so it's definitely a huge support system back at home, and nobody wants to see me leave the house.
What about your dad, Rick? He has a stable here, obviously. Is he thinking about perhaps setting up a satellite operation in Jersey now that you're there?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely want a little extra support and that some of that certainty. So he's had some horses in the States, around 8 or 9 horses throughout the entire year this year, and hopefully he'll move them over to the Meadowlands.
Now, will you be making some appearances back in Canada? For example, when Meadowlands shuts down for the summer, would you consider coming back here to drive on the WEG circuit?
You know, I'm not 100% sure. I mean, like, when April comes around, all those tracks open up, Chester, Pocono, and it'll all depend on how I do throughout the winter. If I feel like it's a good decision and everything, then I'll stay down there, and I'll try and go with those horses and stick with the 2-year-olds. I mean, that's the biggest thing, is I want to drive some quality 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, and I feel like that's the majority of them are down there.
We touched on this earlier about you having some resume and certainly a dance card worth looking at, and that people were responding very positively to you. Are there any trainers, any connections that you'll be in with as best as you can for a newcomer?
Yeah, you know, I still feel like I'm going down there as a catch driver, but like I said, I've talked to a lot of people. Tony Alagna said, you know, you come down here, I'll make you my main guy. And
wow.
And Antonacci, he's been great with me, even driving in Canada, and he's committed to using me down there. But like I said, I feel like I'm going as a catch driver, and I'm just hoping that a bunch of people use me.
What are your goals for the coming year, the rest of the 13 winter meet and 2014?
Yeah, it's so tough. at the beginning of this year, I thought to myself, I don't even know how to set goals. I don't even know if we're going to have races. We lost a lot of our stakes, so it wasn't that great for setting goals at the beginning of this year. I mean, for next year, I want to be competitive. I want to be able to have a lot of drives. I want to be one of the top guys in the Meadowlands. And, you know, I'm not expecting things to be amazing all at once, but I'm willing to work and do double cards and race 7 days a week.
Well, you've got the drive to do it. What is your final day of driving at Woodbine, Scotty?
November 16th. So it's Saturday. It'll be my last day, and it might be a little emotional. I mean, I've grown attached to a lot of people here, built a lot of great relationships, and I mean, I go into work every day seeing the same guys. So it's gonna be tough saying goodbye.
It's a close-knit driving community, and there's a lot of jokesters in that community. Which driver do you think will be the one to pull a prank on you as a sort of going away salute?
No, I'm not sure. I mean, Dougie's kind of the biggest for that kind of thing.
Dougie McNair?
Dougie might be doing something like that, but you know, I'll shake everybody's hand. I'm sure they'll all wish me the best of luck, and like I tell a bunch of people, you know, it was amazing when I brought up that I wanted to move to the Meadowlands. Everybody at WEG was so supportive of me moving.
Wow, really? Yeah, get you out of the picture. There's some more corn there for all the rest of the guys.
Yeah.
So there it is. I'm going to take book 2-1 odds on McNair pulling a prank on you in your final day. How's that?
Yeah.
Listen, Scott, you have always been great to this program. I've found you to be nothing but a class act and a real credit to this sport and a credit to Canada. Get down to the Big M and do as proud as I know you will. Thanks for being on, buddy.
Thanks, Bob.